Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Peak Trendmoji. I am Jack. That is Miles. And new emoji just dropped.
Yep. And yeah, we're asking the question:
are we peaking?
Do we need more emoji?
I think we need more and more. This is
the big stars of this year's emoji pack. Our new emoji pack drop.
It's a loud pack, Miles, I gotta say.
This is not that loud. This is so the stars of this one.
I'm feeling every square inch of my skin right now.
Smiley face.
How loud this shit is.
Smiley face shaking their head no. Smiley face nodding up and down yes. And you say, how do you know it's motion? Because of little motion lines.
Yeah, there's little whooshes, stink lines, little cartoon whooshes.
Yeah.
Coming from the head.
Then a phoenix.
Phoenix, I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's good imagery, you know, I guess to like sort of rebirth kind of vibes. Then a lime wedge.
Lime wedge.
A brown mushroom.
Right.
Chain mushroom. Link. Chain link breaking. Breaking.
Yeah. Chain break.
That one I feel like I like that. I like that visually. You know what I mean? Breaking the chain.
Chain break good. I feel like chain could have been a stronger looking chain. It's a very loose, it's a very kind of delicate looking chain. So it almost looks like an accident happening on a playground more than like we've broken through.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right. That does look very much like your standard swing chain.
Yeah, it's a swing chain. It's not a like chains that bind us.
Right. So it's not about liberation or, you know, removing yourself from a bad situation. It's about a terrible accident.
A
terrible accident has occurred at the park.
Avoidable accident at the park. This necklace just broke.
Yeah. And then
so
some like other icons for like two parents with a kid, one parent with two kids, one parent, one kid, two parents, two kids. And then the other thing is, I think the actual thing that I think is maybe interesting is the directional.
Yeah.
Movement sort of like there are these emojis of like people walking in a direction or in like a motorized wheelchair or like jogging, whatever. And they're all going to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And now to placate the Republicans, they've put an entire set now where they're moving to the right.
Placate me, man. I never move to the left. I'm always running, walking, you know, jogging, sprinting, doing a weird, like wide leg thing that makes it look like I'm walking on the moon. Always to the left. So
yeah, to the left
or to the right,
Beyonce.
To the right. The big star, I think, is the head shake, head nod, but they've chosen to give it
like
the
smiling
same,
eyes.
Yeah, like closed eyes that are smiling and like like mouth that is smiling, which is I associate with the perverted drooling face for some reason. You know, the perverted drooling emoji?
Yeah, sure.
Like that, that's who it looks like. That same guy who's always pervertedly drooling is now shaking his head no or yes on the, at least on the Emojipedia version.
Or someone is mixing alcohol with benzodiazepines and they're like, no.
Ill-advised.
Or literally nodding off. They're like, just nodding. Yep,
why does his eyes got to be closed? You know?
Don't know. Don't know. But yeah, I mean, like, gone are the days when we're like, we need an avocado, goddammit.
Yeah, I think we're good. You know what I mean?
And now we're like, we need a phoenix.
A red phoenix.
Please. Please.
We need a mushroom, but not a Mario Brothers mushroom, like a baking shiitake mushroom. I think that is actually good that we have a baking shiitake mushroom now.
Sure, sure.
Because the other ones look poisonous. Like, we needed a non-poisonous mushroom.
Is there one? I mean, I remember there were a few things that I thought were like this one, that the pinched hand a la Italiano.
Yes.
That
one is like good.
That one's perfect. Yeah. Then I really wish they had one that was like someone dunking, like really good.
Like a Shaq dunk?
Yeah, just something that felt like, yo, you're getting yammered, bro, with this one. Just because then you could just post that and be like, oh, yeah, just dunked on this fool.
That's a good point. I can't believe they don't have a dunking. Like, wait, and you could have like multiple. You could have just a regular dunk, dunking on someone, you know? Yeah,
someone in mid-Euro step. Yeah. Anything. Just more basketball ones. Step.
More hooping, please.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's...
I think we've hit peak. There's only for someone dribbling.
There is someone dribbling?
Yeah, they got people dribbling.
Do they look like they know how to hoop?
No, they
are they looking down at the ball?
Yeah, you know, like when somebody just dribbles with the ball way out in front of them because they can't control the ball? That's what it looks like.
When it's like, oh, this person who was cast as like high school basketball star is actually a 28-year-old who's never picked up a basketball before.
Or that episode of The Office where they're playing basketball in the warehouse and then Michael picks Stanley because he's racist and he thinks a black guy can play basketball and he starts dribbling and he's like, what the fuck is going on with this dude?
All right. Let's check in with, we just like to check in with Donald Trump, legal money problem.
Check with money leaguey. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, but also, here's the other question. Are his legal problems affecting his support, maybe?
Do they affect him not electorally?
I don't know. It's hard to tell, but look, there were two more primaries yesterday. There are a few more primaries yesterday. And it's a good time to see just how turned off both Democrats and Republicans are by their respective candidates. Joe Biden has been... like losing around 10% of primary voters, you know,
with
he's like
protest voters, right?
Yeah,
like, protest he's not running against anyone really.
Well, it's like, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think it's a lot of, I think mostly to do with just people disgusted by his policies around arming Israel and obviously acting like they are defending themselves. And then on Trump's side, the numbers are a little bit bleaker. He's on average losing about 20% of the vote from Republican primary voters, like in Florida, his favorite state. He just took a little bit over 81% of the votes. Haley took 14%. DeSantis even got a couple points. The man isn't even fucking, he bowed out.
Yeah.
And look, when you compare that to the 94% he got in 2020, a little bit different, but also that's, again, he was incumbent.
President,
he was in office.
Yeah.
But then you look, Ohio, 79% of the vote Trump got. Haley got 14%. Kansas, 75% of the vote Trump got. Haley got 16. Arizona, he only got 80% of the vote.
Yeah.
So these are, I mean, like, again, this isn't some prediction set in stone, but at least gives an idea of like where voters are currently. Because this isn't polling.
No, I'm sorry.
These are
Arizona, here, we should take it over because it looks like 80% of the vote is in and he had 77%.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Do we know if the rest of the vote came in?
Arizona. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
It's let's see what's in right now. 80, yeah, it's still around 80%. Anyway, but yeah, and that's a big swing state. But I think, I don't know, like the people have said in polling that if he's convicted, that would probably affect their support. But I don't know, it could also just be the fact that he also is starting to look so vulnerable financially that maybe the brand is suffering a little bit. Not that him as like a candidate, but just more people like the perception of the Trump brand.
It seems like it could start to affect the vibes, which he is he's very much a vibes candidate, like where he's just going up there. And even though the words that are coming out of his mouth don't really cohere into sentences or paragraphs, like he still has that same devil may care energy that people seem to respond to. But if he starts, you know, the most important thing to him, as we've talked about, like Spy Magazine used to do a thing where they would send all the millionaires in New York checks for increasingly smaller amounts of money to see who would cash them. And the only millionaire who cashed it all the way down to 25 cents was Donald Trump. Money is the most important thing to him. So I could see this fucking with the vibes a little bit. And you do hate to see that, Miles.
Oh, I and by hate, I mean I love it, because I feel like that's the only way we can experience any kind of karmic, you know, outcome for Donald Trump.
And I am trying out this new thing where when I love something, I say nom, 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 nom. Yeah, and I just want to know how does that work for you?
I've been ignoring it pretty intentionally to try to not have to articulate my utter dissatisfaction.
You know what I think of you're ignoring it? Nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom. Ugh, God, the shittiest kind of ASMR you could ever hope for. Creepy middle-aged guy going, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum. Hey, what's the, who's creepy middle-aged?
Hey, who's middle-aged? I'm creepy.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I got to say that this story really drives home how stupid my brain is because of how big of a difference I had given to Florida, 81%. I mean, that's still a lot. And Ohio, 79%. Damn, man, he's hemorrhaging support.
Yeah, right? Well, it's that difference between a B and a C. You're like, bro. Is a B minus the same as a C
plus? This guy's a fucking loser.
But like the debt thing does seem to be a real problem. As we talked about on Truth Social, he's just screaming about it nonstop. Yeah. And apparently now, like the reporting on CNN was that he's, quote, panicked. And right now, his last sort of ditch effort is asking for the court to stay the judgment against him. We'll see what happens there. Not really sure. But his team is allegedly been offering properties to wealthy donors in the hopes that they can scrounge together some pennies here and maybe be like, do like a sweetheart thing. Like, hey man, why don't you pay? And then maybe we can get it back from you, like at a different rate, whatever. We'll see. His people have come out and be like, it's all bullshit. He's not bothered by this at all.
Yeah.
So just shut up about
it. Sorry. Did you just glitch out there at all?
Do you, would you like some more? yes. Pepsi. Thank you. But the other thing is that we've learned is that he is apparently against the idea of filing for bankruptcy. And that's probably because he will complicate his campaign a bit if he files for bankruptcy.
Complicate it from the perspective of looking like a loser, or complicated that, like there's laws.
How money might be used, what funds he has that he could suddenly use. Because the thing is, like, this will have a down ballot effect, especially now that his daughter-in-law is in the RNC. And all the money will probably mostly be funneled up to the president and not down ballot candidates. So this could be a small light at the end of the shitty tunnel. But I don't know. But it is clear that he is not happy about this at all. Yeah. And even
all,
like when
at all.
And if he even tries to get like money based on like some of his assets, the problem is they would probably need to be appraised. And we know about his penchant for tricky fucking appraisals. So I think he doesn't even want to go down that.
It's the most valuable property in all of.
And not to mention like their mortgage. There's all kinds of other complexities financially with these properties. But at the very least, he is panicked. And we shall see what the stress does to his very healthy body.
This is the number one golf course in all of the Milky Way, and everybody loves it. Sir, this is an adventure golf
that
was built on a parking lot that you owned.
Also, dude, you're like, you can't just keep, like, did you fart on the windmill or something? What's that stain? Nothing. Anyway.
Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Has requested to speak with the Senate Democratic Caucus. And Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer has denied his request.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer is like kind of getting getting a little
getting
frisky.
Spicy over getting here. And by spicy, I mean slightly pivoting more to a humane response to what is happening in Gaza by being like, oh boy, this is bad.
Yeah.
And saying that, you know, because he last week he came out being like, yeah, I think Israel needs new elections, man, because this ain't it. This is not a good look for them. This is not good for their own safety. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you one of these anti-Semitic leftists I've heard about on the mm-hmm. mainstream news talking about mm-hmm. ceasefires? But yeah, apparently Netanyahu is a bit concerned with the fact that the support is apparently, I guess, from his perspective, beginning to fracture in the United States. He did speak with the Republicans separately, like on a Zoom call. But again, I mean, this is all because everything is looking terrible. Like, you know, the attack on Rafah is, you know, he was telling people, like, yeah, go to the north, man, where you could, like, or maybe that's where some people will be displaced. And now it's like, no, we're going to attack there and people are going to die. And we're still seeing that there is a lack of aid moving. It's still being blocked. There was someone in Gaza that was killed that was in charge of, like, from the Palestinian side of making sure that aid was actually coming into the country.
Yeah.
So it's all just it doesn't get better. Not to mention, remember that International Court of Justice ruling that said they had to stop, just knock it off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really much happening with that. Or the US really stepping in to try and minimize like what's happening. So it looks like, at least from maybe Netanyahu's perspective, he thinks he's losing his grip on support for this, you know, genocidal streak that he's on right now.
Yeah. I mean, Biden just met with him and, you know, about Rafa, and he was like, fuck off.
He's like, I'm doing it. Red line.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Can't do shit.
Red line. Yeah.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me?
And I know. And Biden is kind of like, feels like fucking Red's dad in Friday when he tries to get the bike back from Debo.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you want some too, old man? And he's like, no. And just walks right off.
Right.
But yeah, we shall see.
We shall see. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, how to bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And let's see. The Willy Wonka inspired event organizer has said his life is ruined.
Oh, well, let's hear it from. There's already a fucking documentary. If y'all want to look, there's a 45 minute documentary up on YouTube that Channel 5 in England made. It's called Wonka, the Scandal That Rocked Britain. And I don't know if it's a legal rip, but it's on YouTube and I saw it. And here's a clip of the organizer of that saying, I'm so embarrassed. I'm humiliated by what happened. Here he is shedding.
But some, saying it in a Scottish accent.
Some
so
crocodillo
awesome.
Tears.
Yeah.
Because of everything that had happened, it ran into my personal life. I have lost.
Dramatic pause.
Well, my friends, I've lost the love of my life.
Damn, he
I
got
was made
dumb.
Out to be the face of all evil.
You wiped his non-existent
nose. He wiped his nose.
Not the case.
Oh, and he goes on. Oh. I was made to look like the. I mean, dude, that was. We saw it, bro.
Yeah, and a lot of people saw that. Not gonna lie,
yeah, a lot of people fucking caught that one, my man. And your pants fully came down in front of everyone, in front of the whole class. We saw it, and we saw your Power Ranger underwear. Okay, yeah. And it's
and
not
they
cool
are
now.
Cool. And I'm asking you, where can I get them?
And do they come in 5 packs? I only like to buy them in odd number packs. He kept like apparently like leaning on this thing. It was like, man, if I just got a smaller venue and the projection equipment came in. I would have right. had, it would have been exactly how I marketed it. The really, what kind of projection mapping shit were you going to do? Because we saw that empty ass warehouse.
The problem, yeah, among other things, is that it is completely evident. You have like black curtains up, but it's completely evident that you are in an empty warehouse, like the whole time with like three little like plastic sculpture things that are only like there's one chocolate bar, but the other one is just like a look like Fisher Price toys that you
wait
would...
what about that box of spoons?
Yeah, that box of spoons was pretty lit and yeah. The kids are pretty excited. I have like since this
all right, Wonka, how much you want for your box of spoons, Wonka?
Daddy, like she would have been like, get me the fuck out of here, the spoiled girl from Willy Wonka. I don't know if Wonka is just like in the zeitgeist because the movie came out, but the original movie is trending in kindergarten and first grade at my kid's school. And so we recently watched it and it's a blast. It's I didn't realize how much it is like it has the plot structure of a slasher film. Mm-hmm. But, you know, nonetheless, my kids really responded to it like that. They were just, you know, like they still listen to the music that right. comes on. The Oompa Loompa songs are always sung right after someone died. And so they'll listen to the song and then ask me to describe once again, like how that kid died. that version
Mike
of the
TV
song.
Mike TV die.
Yeah. Mike TV's death is weird. It they got kind of worse and worse, the deaths, unfortunately. It really like drove home the magic of when that door opens and you are in that little like meadow where everything's made of candy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh shit.
My kids keep like talking about that, asking me if it's real, even though I told them it's not.
No, you're just not old enough
to like talk about, okay, what would you, if you could have that, an edible meadow made of, you know, food, what would it be? Like one of my kids was like, oh shit, what if it was like sushi? That would be tight. Like,
go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was
that
like,
would be a little fucked up though.
That would be gross, man. But dude,
2 hours into a summer day, you're like, yeah, dude, we gotta get out of here. Well, don't fucking eat that. Don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Flies everywhere.
Yeah.
With a river of soy sauce. But so it just drove home like how like what the expectations of those children were going into that place.
Oh, right,
versus what was delivered is truly fucked.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you can't promise like something that is like as vivid as an acid trip to kids that there's a real life version of that.
Yeah.
Cause that ain't it. I remember even like I remember being disappointed in the Simpsons world when it first opened at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Like, yo, bro, I love the Simpsons. Like, yo, this shit is fucking stupid. But again, it's because our expectations are so much higher than what can be delivered. Yeah. But yeah, hey. At least this guy's life is ruined.
Exactly. So we can all feel better about that. Was his the love of his life, the woman, the bartender dressed as an Oompa Loompa?
That was an actress who just
kind of shipping them. I don't know why.
A lot of people were. I was a lot of people were shipping him and the actual Wonka guy too.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff, yeah.
The also just speaking of plot structure, I finally saw Dune 2. And I'm not gonna get too into it because I think people are still seeing that film. But like in retrospect, the balls of them putting Dune 1 out is kind of staggering. Because like in retrospect, the whole movie happens, it's one long movie. And the whole ass movie happens in Dune 2.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of exposition.
Wild. Yeah. It's There's really like
Dune exposition and Dune 2.
It's wild. I mean, Dune 1 in retrospect probably more fun to watch now that Dune 2 has happened. But yeah, good time at the movies, I will say.
Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, March 20th. We are back tomorrow with another one of the very faces on Mount Zeitmoor.
Oh, man.
All the way from New Zealand.
Yeah. Kiwi time.
You'll have to figure out who that is on your own.
You know, we have a lot of Kiwi guests on, but yeah, this one, you might remember this friendly voice.
Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.